Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, a wonderful approach. I am so happy to be here. This is your host, Mama Seven, and we are doing devotions. We have amazingly, and I have to say amazingly because it really is an amazement. You know, I'm truly blessed to be here. We've been working so hard. This is day 10. Day 10. Now, granted, it's 10 of 30, but look, I'm going to count every little accomplishment because that's how much work and effort it takes to get here. This is not an easy path to walk. And for whatever reason you're choosing to walk it, you know, I really want to point out everyone's work. I want to point out how disciplined you have to be to get to this point. I want to point out the blessings that are already here, the blessings that are coming, you know, everything. We want to make sure to point it out so that we can make sure it goes on our gratitude side. And the reason why we have to be so clear of those gratitudes is because the things that you are grateful for tend to be the things that you will pray for. You know, there's a direct connection. You know, if you're grateful and you're feeling it in your heart, those are the things you're going to be prayerful about. You know what I'm saying? When you really want to see the accomplishment, see the hard work paid off, those are the things you're going to be grateful for. And I can see within my own self, you know, what I work hard for, what I think I want, what I think I deserve, when I start adding it to my prayer list, when I start focusing my time and energy, when I start moving with the energy of expectation, it falls in line. But I have to be moving on all cylinders. I really do. And sometimes I'll look back and be like, yeah, you may have wanted it, but were you praying for it? You know, my thing is, you may be praying for it, but were you moving in expectation? And those are the things that are going to help us to get to wherever we need to go. Okay? Positivity, expectation, making things happen, maneuvering through, that's what we have to do. Okay? So it is Monday. We are moving, trying to make things positive in our life. I have some cantaloupe out there. Oof. I'm going to open that up. I am looking forward to it. I had some honeydew the other day. So good. It brought tears to my eyes. And so, you know, I'm keeping up with my, you know, my routine of fruit in the morning and, you know, the vegetables, the salad more in the evening time, you know, something that requires my system to work a little harder. You know, I hope everyone has a system. Like this morning, you know, the first couple of mornings I was waking up thinking about the biscuit. I was thinking about some good sweet cereal I have in the house and all of that. Not this time. Right now I can tell that my focus is more on staying hydrated. My focus is more on managing my personal attitude. Because everyone else has come up with an attitude I have quickly pushed to the side. I'm not having and dealing with anyone else's attitude but my own. And so my focus at day 10 is different. Also, you know, I was concerned, is my body going to handle the raw? Because as I've been told, everybody can't do it because it does require the digestive system to kind of work a little harder than what it's used to. And so now that I can see I can safely do it, I'm going to be adding in my little floor routine, you know, adding in the exercise. I hope everybody's getting their community service in. Don't forget, And that piece is so important. I don't emphasize it enough. I want to start working ahead of myself and planning some things for us as a service, because we are a fabric of humanity. You know, we are woven in with others, whether we like it or not. And so it's so important that we learn, build, grow, and that we can start to care not just for ourselves, but for our community as a whole. And when we care for our community, that means we have to care for others. And when we service our community, that means we have to have service and be of service for others. It's not always easy, you know. It is real easy to help, you know, little old grandma who's being sweet and, you know, wants to talk to you about cookies and gumdrops. But some of those grandmas are not sweet. How are you still going to maintain your positivity then? You know what I'm saying? You know, we would all like to be able to go. And one thing I know my baby sister was doing, I was so impressed with her. She was knitting booties, little socks, little shoes for infants in ICU for whatever reason. And she had to use this special yarn, you know, because they had gone through, some of them were burn victims, some of them were whatever, so she had to use this special yarn and had to go through all this process. And I was so impressed with her because, and I'm sitting here like, you know, what made you just up and do that, you know? And she's like, I am your sister. I'm in the family. So even though she's, you know, not necessarily a wonderful approach or living a spiritual lifestyle, there's so many things you can do and find ways to do them, even if you're, you know, just a person, just one person seeing a need, being there for someone else, you know. I was very impressed with that. And so as we're going through day 10, I'm going to ask you to re-up your commitment, you know, kind of spell out, hey, this is who I am and this is what I'm trying to achieve. Really make plans to be successful. What does that mean for you? I'm trying to achieve this. How do I go about it? You know, let's reexamine our goals and what we're looking for out of this fast. You know, I, like I said, for me, reexamining my goals, I never thought I could do anything like this, ever. And to be a third of the way through, I'm sitting here like, wow, you know, what else can be done? How else can I work on myself in an improvement? You know, how else can I continue to maintain, you know, I know some people, you know, we get to this point. How do I further my extension of myself? How do I keep going, keep pushing, right? So we want to make sure to be doing all this good work at once. We want to make sure that we're working. I hope everyone has reached out to their fast buddy by now. We love our fast buddies. Your fast buddy will help make it through and really put you in that proper mind space and just help us, because this journey is not always easy. All right? All right, so looking at my book of devotions, and I love every time I do this, I make more notes. I have one book that I'm reading, utilizing, and I have my notes from like last year and year, because this is the second year that we've used this book like year. And as I look at the notes, as I look at what was pressing then, as I think about how we are moving, you know, utilizing this now, I'm just amazed, shocked, glad that there is an outline to follow, you know, because sometimes when I tell people, hey, you got to journal every day. You got to work on it. They're like, okay, but what do you mean? What do you really mean? How do I do that? And so what this does is it really just gives us topics, things to work on, scenarios. I absolutely love it. And, you know, I hope everyone has their book. If not, you need to reach out to me, okay? Day 10, managing through the difficulties. Now, yesterday we were praying through the storm, right? I believe that was what we were doing. And then now we're managing difficulties. You know, are they the same? No, not really. The storms are usually active. We're in the middle of it. You know what I'm saying? We're on the phone getting the bad news, or we are in our coworkers' face trying not to let them know exactly where they can go and what they can do. You know, storms are active displeasures, active issues or problems, active. Managing through the difficulties is really an ongoing thing, okay? There will always be a difficulty. It doesn't mean it's a storm. You know, a difficulty really could be a blessing that you weren't ready for. And I laugh because I'm almost afraid of what that actually means in my life. You know? I'm like, wait a minute, God, a blessing I'm not ready for? You know, so a blessing that you're not ready for could be anything. But hearing managing through the difficulties, it immediately takes me back to an idea of character. How are you going to respond to the difficulty? Because the difficulty, like I said, it doesn't have to be a difficulty. It could be your spouse. Your spouse is not bad. You know, we're thankful for our spouses. But that doesn't mean that they're not at the same time difficult. And it doesn't mean, so, you know, managing through the difficulties, anytime you're managing something, you're kind of overseeing it, you're trying to, you know, make plans to have it be as minimally damaging as possible, whatever. But managing through the difficulty requires grace, honesty, toughness, you know, not being tough with the other person, being tough with yourself, you know. There's so much that managing through the difficulties requires. You can have a difficult child. I have seen this with my eyeballs. I have seen children that constantly test their parents, you know, provoke their parents, making them, you know, have to really dig deep before they dig into you, you know. And so in the middle of all of that, there has to be God, because God is going to remind us about mercy. And God is going to remind us about, you know, some of the mistakes that we have made. And God is going to help to be the best that we can be. Okay? So whenever you're doing anything, it's always best to bring God into it. Because bringing God into it, it allows us to get the best of that moment. So if we're having difficulty with partners, spouses, work, understand the difference between a difficulty. Sometimes the difficulty is just in your brain. Sometimes you are the difficulty. And you got the gym membership, you paid your money, you got the time off work, and you're still not getting there. You're like, man, I'm having a difficult time getting to the gym. At that time, I can ask you, is the time difficult? Or are you being difficult? It's important that you know the difference. It really is. And it's important that we don't look at difficulties as something that needs to be attacked. Because it's difficult might mean that we have to have a different approach. Because it's difficult, we may have to learn how to do things differently. But that doesn't mean that it's wrong. It doesn't mean that it's evil. It doesn't mean any of those things. What it means is that we are having a problem with it, not that it itself is a problem. And when you can look at it that way as a solution, you can begin to become more solution-oriented instead of, oh, woe is me, why do I have this problem, okay? You can be more, oh, how do I find my solution? Really, a lot of times a difficulty may be placed in your path for you to see how to handle it. A difficulty may be placed in your path just so you can learn how to ask for help. A difficulty may be placed in your path for you to learn how to reach out, you know, find some accountability partners, okay? Everyone should have accountability partners. I have three that I reach out to in three different areas to help to keep me righteous, okay? Why don't you find some accountability partners, someone that's going to help say, hey, how are you dealing with this difficulty? And it's so funny because everybody's light should be going off. They're like, hey, that's what Mama 7 does with us. You know, she's always calling and being like, how have you completed this situation? How is this situation coming? And that's exactly what I'm doing. How are you handling this difficulty? Because I rarely tell people what to do. What I really try to do is get you to see what you're going to do. And then I try to help you remember, oh, okay, but didn't we say we're not going to keep doing it? You know, didn't we say the last time was the last time? Oh, okay. Didn't we say we want to try something new? This doesn't really feel new. You know, this feels like a refurbish of the old. Don't feel new, you know. And so you'll start to see these are things that I've been doing anyways with Mama 7. I'm good. I'm aware. I know what this is, you know. So absolutely, absolutely. The first little paragraph here says, bit by bit, the rat eats the elephant. And my God brother, Adi Gaga, said that to me once. And I said, what? What are you talking about? Rats don't eat elephants. You know, elephants are these huge things. And, you know, rats are just small and, you know, they have strong teeth, but good grief, a rat cannot eat an elephant. And they can now, bit by bit. Also, you know, when you said it, I'm thinking about, you know, his head being, you know, an Obatala energy and the elephant belonging to an Obatala energy, right? And elephants are known for being smart and wise and majestic and everything like that, right? And rats are known as what? Kind of slimy, underhanded, sneaky, you know? Not really an energy you want to be doing a whole lot of associating with. But if bit by bit, the rat eats the elephant. You know, I'm always talking about, look, you got to stay away from that negativity. You got to stay away from that negativity. Yeah, I say it all the time. So if the rat is representing negativity and the elephant, this majestic, huge being, is representing wisdom, bit by bit, negativity will absorb positivity. It's a fact. And you're like, oh, no, there's no way, blah, blah, blah. Remember what I say, good always wins, right? But bit by bit, the rat does eat the elephant. Bit by bit, negativity will absorb positivity. This is why we have to fight so hard, you know. And you may be like, oh, well, that's just a small thing. You know, I just did something negative that I know I shouldn't do. I just, you know, talked down on this poor girl. I just tore little emotions and ambitions up. She'll be fine. But bit by bit, something small can tear down something big. This is why we have to watch all that we do. We can't let negativity continue to take that chunk out. Continue, continue, continue. And it starts with us individually. It starts with our mouth. Stop using that. Stop. I spoke with an old faster, been fasting for years, decades allegedly, right? And he was like, I got to fast and watch my mouth. I said, it doesn't make sense to fast if you don't. You know what I'm saying? You're going to use your mouth for blessing and turn around and use it for cursing? I don't get it. I don't get it. You're going to act like you can manifest X, Y, and Z and then turn around and manifest something negative? Because we're always manifesting. The question is, what are you going to manifest? That's the question. You got to work on this, family. You have to work on this. And make sure that we're not letting something small and slimy impact us. Small and slimy cripple us. Because the mighty elephant has four strong tree trunk legs, right? But if that rat focused his energy, and I just say he's good because of the rat, if it focuses its energy on one leg, let's say he is able to infect one leg, he could hobble and infect this elephant. So let's not continue to let, you know, I want us to be the mighty elephant. And the elephant is so important. Thinking about, you know, I always talk about my baby elephant, you know what I'm saying? We have to take care as mama elephant and daddy elephant. We have to make sure that we're providing safe environment for the baby elephant. And we can't do that if we're allowing this negative thing to have headspace with us, ear space with us. No. We have to really, really be strong against that energy. Okay? So, you know, manage the difficulty. Don't let it take you out of your character. Don't make it bigger than what it is. Don't ignore it. Thinking that it's not there doesn't make it not there. So we have a lot to do in managing the difficulties. Let's be honest and let us know, hey, this is difficult for me. So you can turn around and possibly do like I do, ask for help. Be able to say, hey, look, this is a little bit beyond me. This is a challenge for me. Because what's a challenge for one person is not what's a challenge for me. You can call me and ask me about smoking all day. And I'm like, oh, yeah, I got that. Not a problem. You can call, but if you're calling about some ice cream, oh, which would be so wonderful right now. But that's going to be a little different answer because that is a little bit of a difficulty for me. Mm-hmm. So I'm just going to continue to encourage everyone, maintain your fast, be focused in your fast. Let's work through some of this now. You know, one thing about fasting, once you get past day three, you should have a heightened awareness as to what's going on. And you should have you know, you should be able to feel a little bit more energy, but not necessarily be able to do physical things. I mean, sometimes I'm like, yes, let's go. Especially after some really sweet strawberries. Oh, my God. I am really ready then. But my body is, like, not moving because it's going in slow motion. Those are perfect times to journal. Those are perfect times to set some new goals for what we're trying to accomplish. Okay? Looking at the time. Keep me right there, y'all. All right. Got to make prayers. And so when I wake up in the morning, get my prayers in, and then I make my prayers before I address everyone else to get them to make their prayers. When you are working with people, when you're building with people, you're going to see, you have to work on yourself first, even down to the prayers. Make your prayers first before you go and try to address, work with, talk to, even dealing with your fast buddies. And, you know, we have to make sure that we are, you know, prayer is how we get our protection. Prayer is how we get our energy, how we get our positivity. You know, we have to keep going to the source and getting our refill of the source. And then we can go and we can pour from the overflow that we have received, right? But if you're not constantly going in and getting and touching base, getting that source, then where you're pouring from a different place. And we want to make sure that we're not pouring from ego and not pouring from, you know, this pride. We're not pouring from, we want to make sure that we are actually pouring, not just, okay, prayer. I'm sorry. I have a little reminder that comes in. It tells me I have 1 minute left. Father, Mother, God, we come before you humbly so that we can continue to do the work that we have set out to do. God, we ask for your strength, your continued strength, as we go through these days, as we're fasting, being intentional about your energy, being intentional about what we can do and what we need to be doing. God, allow our thoughts and actions to be focused and directed in your way, in your will. Allow us to continue to be the positive servant of goodness, of God, of angels, of ancestors that we need to be so that we can continue on this path of righteousness and positivity. God, give us the victory in the battle between positivity and negativity. God, give us the victory within our own selves for all the little internal battles that we fight among ourselves, the ones that are quiet that no one knows. God, give us the victory in those battles. We ask and pray that you are reconciling our life, reconciling our heart, reconciling our mind. Let us be peaceful in your way, in your journey. Let us be aware of the blueprint that you have laid out for us so that we can know the positive direction in which we should go. We ask these things, we beg these things in your name. Thank you. Amen.